he went over beside his bed and
knelt.
Now, if you might say, I'm feeling tired, I think I'll go over to the couch and
lie down.
And if somebody really sick and say, couldn't even sit up all day long, he just, something in bed, he just
lay in bed.
Talking about something you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I
dreamed.
And often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I have
dreamed.
And you might say, I dreamed I was falling. Just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And if you brought your foot down the floor like this, that would be
stomp.
Right. If a boy saw a girl at a dance or something, he had a car there, he might ask her, may I
take you home?
Now, if your car was stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it.
Push.
Have you ever heard anybody, instead of saying, I picked up something and carried it, they might say, I picked it up and
toted it?
Yeah. You might tell a child, that stove is really hot, so
don't touch it.
If you needed a hammer, you might say to someone, go
bring me the hammer.
And so if they did it, then they went ahead and
brought it.
A game that you play where you hide. The children play where they
hide and seek.
And when they run in, they have to touch
base.
And in a football game, that thing they could kick the football over is called a
goal post.
Yeah. if you were going to see somebody in town, you'd say, now let's meet in town, but if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
If you're about to punish a child, he might say to you, oh, please give me another.
Give me another chance.
Right. Instead of saying somebody was in a good mood, you might say they were in a good, this is kind of good humor. You know?
Humor, yeah.
You probably wouldn't say it.
Probably wouldn't use it.
If there was something you had in your house that you didn't want anymore, you'd say you needed to get
rid of it.
You ever heard people say get shut up or shed
yeah,
up?
Yeah, shed of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard an expression, talking about somebody who really didn't know what was going on but pretended to, say something like he made out like he knew how to do it or he
pretended?
Just pretend. You don't know made out like?
Made out like, I do know, but I would never say it.
Instead of saying who stole my pencil, a child might say who, kind of a slang word, who
snitched it?
Talking about writing letters, you'd say, I have just
written.
And yesterday he
wrote.
And tomorrow I'll
write.
And I expect to receive an
answer.
Write, yeah. And if you put the letter in the envelope and then you turn it over and you take your pen and
address it.
And you might say, I'd like to write to him, but I don't know his
address.
If a little child had learned something new, you might have a whistle and it might say, who
blew that whistle?
Okay. And, well, if you wanted to know where it was he learned that, you'd say who. If he learned, okay, let's say he learned a new game, you'd say who.
Taught you that.
Children that tell on each other, they
tattletales.
If you wanted a bouquet for the dinner table, you'd go out to the garden and
pick flowers.
Something that a child might play with, it's called a
toy.
You know any other name? Have you ever heard play pretty or play toy?
Oh, sure. Play pretty.
Play pretty?
Play pretty.
Mm-hmm. You might say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone half a block when it
started to rain.
If you were using another word that starts with a B, like talking about a movie, you might say, what time does the movie
begin?
And you'd say, well, yesterday at 4 o'clock it
began.
Talking about a gift that you received, you'd say, this is the book he
bought.
Okay, and if it's something that you had received from someone, you'd say, this is what he
brought me.
Okay, and talking about, you'd say horses gallop, but people
trot.